Okay, my love. So you're podcasting, you're doing the things, you're showing up consistently, yet your download numbers are not where you wish they were. Well, fear not, my love, because today I am going to share with you three strategies that will really help you understand what you need to do to actually get more downloads in your podcast. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Organic Marketing Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Juliana, and around here, we replace endless hustle with smart, focused strategies for your business growth. If you're fed up with tactics that overpromise and underdeliver, leaving you exhausted instead of excited, this is the podcast for you. Get ready to dive into deep, practical podcasting tips, smart monetization, and growth tactics that bring your business visibility and profits. It's time to simplify your strategy and amplify your success. Let's go.
Okay, my love. So I'm going to share with you some strategies that you really need to be honest with yourself and do a self audit to make sure that you are or that you are not doing these things. At the end of the day, you just have to be super objective and be honest with yourself. And this will help you in the right direction in your podcasting journey. So the first thing, the first question you need to ask yourself is my show unique? Now, you may think your show is unique, but here's the thing. If you're looking left and right and you're looking to see what other podcasters are doing, and before you sit down to record your podcast episode, you're doing research to see what other people are talking about and people in the same industry and things like that, guess what? You may think that your podcast is unique, but it's actually not. Because when we're taking in a lot of information from the outside world, it's really hard not to let that come into our brain and for that not to take over. So if you really want your show to be unique, don't stalk the competition. Like, let them be. Don't worry about what they're doing and focus on your craft. Also, if you're looking up to big podcasters, right, and you're taking a look to see how they write their show notes, how they write their show description, how they're titling the podcast episodes and things like that, you're also shooting yourself in the foot, because here's the thing. Big podcasters can do whatever the heck they want to do because they are big podcasters. So if you're literally sitting here and trying to copy Joe Rogan, guess what? It's not going to work for you because you're not Joe Rogan. So you have to be very honest with yourself and ask, am I looking left and right to see what everybody else is doing and doing like a hodgepodge of things and applying that to my podcast? So if the answer is yes, then we need to not be doing that, because in order for your show to grow and for your show to be unique, you need to understand where you are on your journey. Joe Rogan is like over there in the journey, and like most people are over here on their journey. So you need to be very mindful of that, and do not copy big podcasters, and do not look for other people in your industry for inspiration. Now, the next question I have for you is, how are you trying to grow your podcast? I have seen this advice go around, especially in Facebook groups. You know, somebody will ask, how do I grow my podcast? And the number of people that will tell this person, oh my gosh, you need to be on social media and you need to do this thing and you need to do this other thing and this other thing. And I'm like, no. You don't have to do that. Now, here's the thing. I'm a big fan of you recycling your content into other social media platforms and having fun with that, okay? But you need to remember, why is it that you're podcasting? You're podcasting because you want to sustainably grow your business and your impact and your thought leadership. And you don't want to be creating more things for social media to then bring people out of social media into your podcast. Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, if I am on TikTok or Instagram and whatever's cool these days and people are like just scrolling away, it's going to be really hard for you to pull me out of that scrolling motion into now I'm sitting here listening to a podcast episode that is 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes long. So this idea that you're going to grow your podcast on social media, it does not work. Can you have, for example, a reel that goes viral and some of the traffic comes over to your podcast? Yes, absolutely. But here's the thing. If your strategy for growing your podcast is hoping that your reel is going to go viral so that you can then grow your podcast, you're shooting yourself in the foot again, because you're always going to be in this constant hamster wheel of creating content in hopes that you're going to go viral so that you can then grow your podcast. So again, how are you trying to grow your podcast? Are you trying to spend time on other social media platforms to grow your podcast? Because here's the thing, you grow a podcast by focusing on the podcast itself, which brings me to my next point. Are you SEO optimizing your podcast? Because if you're not, you're leaving money on the table and you're missing out on a huge opportunity and you are going to burn yourself out, because no matter how hard you try, if you're not SEO optimizing your podcast, then people are not going to listen. So if your titles are very fluffy and they're creative and they're cute, but they're not SEO optimized, even the most creative person who's coming to your show, they're probably not going to stick around to listen, because it's just not how we're hardwired to decide to consume content. Like, when we are consuming content, we need to understand that the content that we're going to consume is going to give us something back in return. So if you're talking about the blossoming phase of life, come check it out. Why should I check that out? Because I don't even know what the blossoming stage of life is. Are we talking about blossoming flowers? Are we talking about the girl who's just become a woman and like she's blossoming into womanhood, or the woman who became a mother and she's blossoming into motherhood, or the woman who now is into the menopause and she's into that phase of life? I don't know. So why should I listen to the podcast? So you have to be very straightforward with your titles. So even if you are a creative person and you cater to creative people, you still need to think about, how can I make this title tactical and SEO optimized so people actually want to listen to my show? Because if your titles are fluffy, there are no keywords in there, and people don't know what your podcast episode is about, guess what? It doesn't matter how amazing the content is, people are just not going to stop and listen. Now, I do talk a lot about this in episode 364, where I give away 3 secrets behind top podcasters. And I highly recommend that you go check out that episode so you understand how all of this comes out, so that you can yourself become a top podcaster. Even if you don't become the next Joe Rogan, guess what? It's okay, because you don't have to be at that level in order for you to have a successful money-making podcast. But I want you to be a top podcaster in your niche, in your industry, and I want you to stand out. So go back and listen to that episode so that you can really understand how this all comes together. Now, if you're ready to go next level with your podcast and you don't want to sit here and try to figure out anymore if you are looking left and right, and if you are SEO optimizing or not, and maybe you think you are SEO optimizing and you're not seeing the results, and you think you're doing the right things, but you're not, then I have 2 ways that we can work together. I have a program for you, the Profitable Podcast Blueprint, where it is a hybrid program. It is partly self-paced, but you also have access to me. And you're going to learn exactly how to SEO optimize your podcast, how to make money out of your podcast without sponsorships, so that you can grow your business with your podcast sustainably and organically and without showing up on social 24/7, because nobody wants that. When we signed up to in business, we did not sign up to be married to our phones. We signed up for flexibility, and this is exactly what a podcast gives you. But if you're at the level that you just want somebody else to handle everything for you, then we have an agency that does that for you. So the agency will take care of everything, like literally everything, from the editing down to the uploading and scheduling of your show. We also take care of video podcasting. We take care of blogging, Pinterest, minisodes, short form content. Like, we literally do it all. We really are your one-stop shop podcast marketing and production agency. And I'll leave all the info linked for you down below so that you can make the decision that is best for you and for your business. And honestly, at the end of the day, I just want you to have a lot of success and growth with your podcast, because podcasting really is the platform that most people are sleeping on and that most people still have not understood how powerful it really, truly is. And I want to help you stand out, because yes, are there a lot of people podcasting? Yes, there are. But there are very few people, I should say, that are podcasting correctly and podcasting for their benefit. A lot of people end up podcasting and like literally talking to a void and never getting over like 30 to 50 downloads per episode. And I do not want you to be one of those people. I want you to have a podcast that is super successful and brings you joy, it brings you money while not adding extra stuff on your plate. Now, if you're not subscribed to this show, you're going to want to subscribe, because next week, I am talking to you about how to create a long lasting, successful podcast. Because a lot of people go into podcasting thinking that this is their ticket out, and they start everything and then they suffer from something called pod fade, where they literally burn out and they want to give up and close up shop. So in order for you to avoid that, come back and check in next week. And until then, may you find God's love, grace, mercy, and peace. And I'll see you then. Bye.